The detective division of the Las Vegas City Jail contains two interrogation rooms. Fluorescent lighted chambers measuring 10 by 12, with walls and ceilings of Celotex. In each room, in addition to an electric fan, a metal table, and folding metal chairs, there are camouflaged microphones, concealed tape recorders, and, set into the door, a mirrored one-way observation window. On Saturday, the second day of 1960, both rooms were booked for 2 p.m., the hour that four detectives from Kansas had selected for their first confrontation of Hickok and Smith. Shortly before the appointed moment, the quartet of KBI agents, Harold Nye, Roy Church, Alvin Dewey, and Clarence Dunce, gathered in a corridor outside the interrogation rooms. Nye was running a temperature. Part flu, but mostly sheer excitement, he subsequently informed a journalist. By then, I'd already been waiting in Las Vegas 2 days. Took the next plane out after news of the arrest reached our headquarters in Topeka. The rest of the team, Al and Roy and Clarence, came on by car. Had a lousy trip, too. Lousy weather. Spent New Year's Eve snowed up in a motel in Albuquerque. Boy, when they finally hit Vegas, they needed good whiskey and good news. I was ready with both. Our young men had signed waivers of extradition. Better yet, we had the boots, both pairs, and the soles. The cat's paw and the diamond pattern matched perfectly life-size photographs of the footprints found in the clutter house. The boots were in a box of stuff the boys picked up at the post office just before the curtain fell. Like I told Al Dewey, suppose the squeeze had come 5 minutes sooner. Even so, our case was very shaky. Nothing that couldn't be pulled apart. But I remember, while we were waiting in the corridor, I remember being feverish and nervous as hell, but confident. We all were. We felt we were on the edge of the truth. My job, mine and Church's, was to pressure it out of Hickok. Smith belonged to Al and old man Dunce. At that time, I hadn't seen the suspects. Just examined their possessions and arranged the extradition waivers. I'd never laid eyes on Hickok until he was brought down to the interrogation room. I'd imagined a bigger guy. Brawnier. Not some skinny kid. He was 28, but he looked like a kid. Hungry. Right down to the bone. He was wearing a blue shirt and suntans and white socks and black shoes. We shook hands. His hand was drier than mine. Clean, polite, nice voice, good diction. A pretty decent-looking fella, with a very disarming smile. And in the beginning, he smiled quite a lot. I said, "Mr. Hickok, my name is Harold Nye, and this other gentleman is Mr. Roy Church. We're special agents of the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and we've come here to discuss your parole violation. Of course, you're under no obligation to answer our questions, and anything you say may be used against you in evidence. You're entitled to a lawyer at all times. We'll use no force, no threats, and we'll make you no promises." He was calm as could be.